The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
SAP Center at San Jose. The San Jose Sharks take on the Chicago Blackhawks for the second time this season. You don't officially get on a roll in the game of hockey until you've won three games in a row. With two straight wins, the Sharks have that exact opportunity tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks team. It's playing quite well, too. San Jose is coming up a strong defensive performance against the Los Angeles Kings and an opportunistic one, too, as they scored the first goal of the game, held off the Kings as they pushed back, and, along with some solid goaltending from Vitek Vanacek, they got the 2 points at SAP Center for their first home win of the year. Former LA King Carl Grundstrom, who picked up one important assist in the contest, said that scoring first against LA was really important for the confidence of the team.
Yeah, I think we played our game against the Kings, and when we play like that, we're going to be a hard team to beat. So when we play the right way, we're a good team.
But defenseman Cody Ceci says the Sharks gave up too many penalties to L.A., 6 power play opportunities for Los Angeles in the contest, and he says that needs to get clamped down tonight against Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a tough task, and that plays into ice time, too. It gets guys a little more tired than they should be. So, keeping an eye on penalties, maybe staying off the refs a little bit more, and I think 5-on-5, our game is growing.
CeCe adds that there are a lot of things that have gone right for the Sharks in the last couple of games, and those are things that need to be emphasized and accentuated.
I think just getting that first one, we gained our confidence back. It was kind of fading a little bit after losing a bunch in a row. So getting that first one was huge for us. We felt better coming to the rink, and I think it showed in our last game that we played a lot better, played more confident, and played strong enough to win and to beat a strong team. So I think we just have to ride that confidence as long as we can.
Henry Thrun is back in action on defense tonight, and he says that things have been looking better these last couple of games, even from his position in the press box last game.
Yeah, I think the team's just playing with a little more confidence now. I think it took a while to get things clicking, and when things aren't going well, it's kind of a recurring cycle. So you get a little bit of success, get a taste of it, and then guys start to buy in a little more, and guys start to kind of understand what needs to happen in the games for us to put one in the win column. So I think just keep playing the style we've been playing, play confident, and just continue to play simple and do what we do, and hopefully we get another win tonight.
Since we're on that topic, Henry told us what he looks for when he's not playing and what the coaches and management want him to see.
Yeah, it's obviously interesting watching a game from up top. It's something that I'm sure a lot of guys in this room don't really experience until maybe they get to the NHL level. So it's definitely a unique experience, something that you want to be on the ice and being helping the team win that night. But, there are learning opportunities, things that you kind of see and recognize how much, time and space you may have when, out there the game can feel fast at times. So that's probably the biggest thing is you realize just a little bit, you have a little bit more time, a little bit more opportunity to make plays than you probably necessarily realize during the actual game itself.
Chicago is just 1 point ahead of the Sharks in the standings with a 3-6-1 record compared to San Jose's 2-7-2 mark. Head coach Ryan Warsawski talked about what he's looking for from his club.
Yeah, we got to take time when space away. We got to be physical down low. Obviously, the Bedard, we got to be aware when he's on the ice and he can get lost and he can bounce around a little bit. So we got to be physical on him, and we got to be physical on all their players and take away time and space. When we have success, that's what we're doing. And at the end of the day, when we do that, we get offense from it. So we've done some really good things here of late. We got a good test again tonight in our home building, and we got to get on them here early in the first period.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here.
Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
The hat trick for William Eklund.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Stars.
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
On Wednesday, General Manager Mike Greer announced that the Sharks made a trade with the Toronto Maple Leafs, acquiring defenseman Timothy Liljegren in exchange for defenseman Matt Benning, a 2025 third-round selection, and San Jose's 2026 sixth-round selection. Liljegren is in San Jose, but he will not be playing in tonight's game. But before we get to that, let's talk about the impact that Matt Benning made on the San Jose Sharks. We'll start with defenseman Henry Thrun, who sat next to Benning every day in the Sharks' dressing room.
Yeah, that was pretty tough to see yesterday when I saw Benny was headed out. He's one of the guys that you come in the locker room as a younger guy, especially being a D-man, kind of building relationships with those guys. He was a good one. It's gonna be tough not having him around. He took really good care of me and. Someone that always made me laugh and smile around the rink and was able to keep it light for me, which was good, and as well as someone that helped me a lot with my play and someone that I was really enjoying kind of playing with this first stretch and felt that we were starting to get going a little bit and felt that we had some good hockey to give. But I think it's gonna be hard not having him around the locker room. He's a great guy and I'm sure he'll do great in Toronto. He's a really good hockey player and an even better person, so he'll be missed a lot.
For Thrun, it was tough to see Benning go.
Yeah, he, again, someone that just could really talk about anything about, whether hockey, family, life, whatever it may be. He's a really genuine person, someone that is truly a special guy that was in the locker room, so it'll be tough not having him around.
Head coach Ryan Warsofsky depended on Matt Benning, too, for his leadership and his great example.
He's a terrific human being, that first and foremost, and he's just a true pro. He helps the younger players. He cares about his game. He cares about his teammates. He cares about our organization. He was obviously a free agent signing and came in here and helped us kind of rebuild this thing, and he's part of that. And anytime you lose a good human being, never mind the hockey player, it's tough. It shakes your core a little bit, but that's part of this business. And, you know, I think guys have gone through these certain situations, and we kind of have to just move forward. And I think we'll all remember Matt, and we'll still talk to him, and we'll see him down the road here. But it's a tough business, but we got to continue to push forward, and he's a great human being first and foremost.
But the Sharks head coach is also excited about Liljegren's arrival.
He's obviously a guy that can skate and move pucks and get some offensive to his game, skill to his game, and his hockey sense with the puck and making reads and finding out what passes on our breakouts is going to be important. And obviously, it's something that we've continued to work on since training camp with our defensemen and develop that habit. And he has that development in his game already. So he'll help us move pucks out of our own end, and we're excited to work with him.
For Liljegren, it's a great opportunity to establish himself more as a regular NHL player.
Lots of excitement. Obviously, yeah, things didn't work out the way I wanted in Toronto this year and didn't play much. So said I'm very excited to be here and, hopefully get an opportunity to play some more and, grow my game.
Scott Hannon joins me with the broadcast on the Sharks Audio Network beginning at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time tonight from SAP Center. It's the Sharks and the Chicago Blackhawks. Catch all of the exciting play-by-play action all season long right here on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online, and on terrestrial affiliates. That's the Teal Report. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.